This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you've tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Fitness and Nutrition Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. On this episode, we are focusing on avoiding holiday weight gain as we are visiting with Lucy Gable, the president and founder of Lucy Fit, LLC. She's an exercise physiologist, nutritionist, and wellness consultant at Lucy Fit, where she and her team provide guidance and training for individuals and groups in person and corporate settings and online. Lucy, certainly a privilege to have you on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
You are very welcome. So tell me, how much weight do we really gain over the holidays?
Well, Eric, that's debatable. A few studies, like one from the New England Journal of Medicine in 2000 and two from the Journal of Nutrition in 06 and 07, found that the average weight gain in America over the holidays is just 1 pound. But as a fitness and health professional, I've talked to people who've gained up to 25 pounds, and I'm sure there are people out there who can say they've gained even more than that over the holiday season.
What are the main reasons we gain weight over the holidays?
Well, there are three major reasons we gain weight over the holidays. First, there are so many more opportunities to eat. People at work will have cookies and candy at their desk. There are office parties, parties with friends and family, happy hours, parties with your kids at school. There are many, many more social gatherings where people get together over food. Second, there are special foods available over the holidays that aren't usually around at other times of the year. We all want to get our fair share of those before the season is over, so we tend to indulge even more than we would at functions that are held during other times of the year. And finally, we have so many more functions and gatherings to attend, and we're adding to an already busy schedule. This almost always cuts down on the amount of time we have to spend on exercise. And even if we don't have a regular exercise schedule, we're still going to do more sitting and more standing around when we're socializing, and that'll lower the number of calories you burn in a day.
Without a question. Now, is it possible to enjoy our favorite holiday foods and not gain weight? My mind's racing on my favorites already.
Yes, it is possible to enjoy our favorite holiday foods and not gain weight. In fact, in my online class, Mind Body Blast, which I hold right before the holidays, I focus extensively on how people can maintain their weight and be healthy over the holidays, yet not have to give up favorite foods and fun outings. I especially focus on small steps that can be easily taken, yet make a big difference. I can actually give 3 small tips to listeners right now that they can practice over the holidays that can really make a difference. So the first one is, stick to the 5-a-day plan. Our holiday treats, aka junk food, most of the time displace the healthy food in our diet. We end up eating more holiday food and less fruits and vegetables. So if we stick to the 5-a-day plan, that's getting 5 servings of fruits and vegetables in each day, along with choosing healthy whole grains and low-fat proteins, we can ensure that the major percentage of our calories still comes from healthy foods, while the smaller percentage of the calories comes from treats. In addition, we won't be inclined to eat as much of the junk food when we're maintaining our healthy food plan. I advocate not saving room for dessert, so that when you go and get a serving of it, because you know you will, you'll eat a smaller portion, you'll eat it slowly, and enjoy it more. Second, decide in advance an acceptable number of treats you'll allow yourself each day. We're all pretty familiar with how much we regularly eat and drink. You can make a deal with yourself that you can have a little bit more than normal of the fun stuff, but give yourself a concrete number that you can stick to regarding both food and alcohol. And honor yourself and your body by sticking to that decision. And finally, take time to chew and enjoy. This is the season for delicious foods that we don't get to have most of the year. If you're going to indulge, don't waste the experience by hardly tasting the food. Take some time for mindful eating and really savor the flavor. It's been proven that the more you chew, and the longer you take to eat something, the more satisfaction you'll get from it, and the less likely you'll feel the need to go back for seconds.
Today we are with Lucy Gable, the president and founder of Lucy Fit LLC. She's an exercise physiologist, nutritionist, and wellness consultant at Lucy Fit, where she and her team provides guidance and training for individuals and groups in person, in corporate settings, and online here on eHealth Radio's Fitness and Nutrition channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Lucy, how can we maintain a worthwhile exercise program over the holidays when our schedules are so frequently overbooked?
Over the holidays, we do get exceptionally busy. Everyone's workout time gets cut into with other responsibilities. Everyone. So if you have a workout schedule, you want to stick with your normal plan as much as possible to avoid tipping the scales towards eating more and exercising less. But something is always better than nothing. A little bit of movement is always better than none. So if you normally spend an hour on Mondays for exercise, but it turns out one Monday you only have 20 minutes, it's okay. Do 20 minutes. Because ultimately, every little bit really does count. Even if you don't have a regular exercise schedule, it'll be good to add a little more movement into your day so that you can maintain that balance of calories in, calories out. The good news is the holiday season presents different kinds of opportunities to move. For example, go out with the kids for sledding during a family gathering. Go for a walk with an old friend to catch up rather than sitting at a bar. Plan a party where there's something physical involved, like snowshoeing, skiing, dancing, or even playing a game that requires movement. And there's always that simple prescription of parking the car further away from your destination, so you have to walk a little more to get to the party. In Mind Body Blast, I provide participants with a no-frills exercise program, something that offers the maximum results in the least amount of time. It's good to have an exercise program like this for times that you're super busy. But ultimately, it doesn't matter what you know, what classes you've taken, if you work with a trainer or not. If you just do whatever exercise you can, whenever you can, you will benefit.
Well, tell us where our listeners can get more information and also to be in contact with you online to consider your services.
You can contact me at mindbodyblast.com, and you can also find out more information about the class on that website.
Finally, what one thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion?
Well, for closing, Eric, I'd like to say that if you're setting a goal over the holidays, for example, to move more, to eat only one dessert after dinner, or to stick with five fruits and vegetables a day, tell some people about it. Get some people on your side so they can support you on it and hold you accountable. They might even decide to do it with you. Ultimately, having one or more people supporting you in your efforts is one of the most powerful keys to achieving and maintaining healthy habits. I specifically arranged my online course so that participants have a variety of ways to get support from me, and they can be accountable to others in class for the entire 6 weeks. This really helps them to succeed. The other thing is, don't try to make significant lifestyle changes during the holidays. There's just too much going on. If you're interested in starting some new healthy habits, then start them early, and it won't be so hard to maintain them through the holiday season. I have a class that starts on October 15th, before Halloween, so that people can learn some healthy habits and some efficient ways to exercise that'll help them move right through the year with ease. It positions them to feel fantastic about themselves once the new year starts, instead of feeling like they've lost so much ground and now have to do so much just to get back to where they were a couple of months ago. I also have a class in January that helps people to get back into the groove of real life if they need a little help with that. But regardless, all of the classes are set up to help people create healthy habits that last a lifetime, and this is what you really want to be going for.
Sounds like a deal. We've been speaking with Lucy Gable, the president and founder of Lucy Fit LLC. She's an exercise physiologist, nutritionist, and wellness consultant at Lucy Fit, where she and her team provides guidance and training for individuals and groups in person and corporate settings and online. And the website of reference, once again, is mindbodyblast.com. Lucy, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Have a great holiday.
Hey, you too. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Fitness and Nutrition channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.